Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. I am Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. It is Wednesday, and this is 1320 WILS. We may be fighting a war on terror, but our deadliest enemy, according to the doctor we'll hear from tonight, is our war against killer germs. He'll tell us how close we are to facing a serious pandemic. Also, since the building of the Golden Gate Bridge, 2,000 people have jumped to their death. Just a handful have survived that jump. One of those folks will be on our show tonight. Let's begin with President Trump here in Michigan today, announcing that GM is going to be creating or keeping 900 jobs, including over 500 here in the Lansing Delta Township plant, and also calling for a review of the auto fuel economy standards. Michelle Krebs with us, senior analyst for Auto Trader, autotrader.com. Hey, Michelle, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
So he said that there's been an assault on the auto industry and it's going to stop right now. Is that a good way to describe what's been happening?
I don't agree with that there's been an assault. Let's remember we're having record earnings and record profit sharing. So I'm not sure that I would call that an assault.
Well, his main message was, of course, this fuel economy standards. He said he spoke to the CEOs of the big three, and this is what they told him.
They explained that the previous administration promised you a so-called midterm review of the federal fuel efficiency standards. If the standards threatened auto jobs, then common sense changes could have and should have been made. We are going to ensure that any regulations we have protect and defend your jobs, your factories.
And Michelle, how much of an issue are these fuel efficiency standards for the auto industry?
Well, let's go back. So these fuel 2025 fuel economy standards were put into place, I think, around 2011. And involved in that was the idea that there would be a midterm review that had to take place in 2017, and then they had to be either confirmed or changed or whatever by April 1st, 2018. All that is happening here at the moment is that they are going back to Plan A, which was part of the original plan to begin with, mm-hmm. to do the midterm review.
Yeah, but he said the Obama administration did not do the review. Why was that?
Correct. So the Obama administration, as they left office, said the technology is in place to meet those, no need to have the midterm review. We feel like a midterm review would be a good thing to do.
Do you agree that the standards are too strict?
I think that's to be discussed. I think there are a lot of topics that need to be discussed within that review. I think we need to talk about consumer demand. How do you get consumers to buy more fuel-efficient vehicles like EVs, electric vehicles, and hybrid vehicles? Because mm-hmm. the consumer demand isn't there right now. How do we keep vehicles affordable? Because the costs of cars today are the highest they've ever been, and adding more technologies and such will make them more expensive. Yeah, so there are a lot of discussions to have, as well as the environmental argument.
Are these standards, though, adding to the cost of the vehicles?
Oh, definitely there will be added costs with, lighter weight materials and added technologies. I would think that that's accurate.
How big of a priority is this for the big three to get these standards reduced?
Well, it's not that they're necessarily asking for them to be reduced. They're asking for them to be reviewed. Okay. And, we may not see them reduced. We may see them stretched out to a longer time period.
Would they not prefer to just not even have the standards in place, the automakers themselves?
No, because they still have to meet standards elsewhere around the world. And in fact, California has even stricter standards. What the automakers would really like is for the United States, including California, to have the same standards, so they don't have to make cars for California and don't have to make cars for the rest of the country. And so that will be part of the discussion as well.
Is there a way to do that, to have a federal standard that supersedes that of California's?
Not supersedes, because California can make its own standards. They have a EPA waiver to do that, and that's been tested in the courts. But the California regulators will be at the table negotiating along as part of this midterm review. So my hunch is that we're not going to see a rollback of these standards. We're going to see some changes or tweaking with them.
Talking to Michelle Krebs with Auto Trader. How do you think the big three CEOs feel about President Trump at this point?
Well, I think they're not quite sure how to read them.
Is he saying things they want to hear?
I'm not sure about that. I don't, you know, not everybody's in favor of changing NAFTA and you can't paint them all with the same brush because we've got import auto manufacturers here doing business. There's a lot of, they aren't in favor of a border tax, for instance. I think everybody's in favor of having more American jobs.
Right.
But how we get there.
Well, I should note that President Trump did talk about NAFTA, and he's thinking about renegotiating it. Here's a little bit of what he said.
Before NAFTA went into effect, there were 280,000 auto workers in Michigan. Today, that number is roughly 165,000 and would have been heading down big league if I didn't get elected. I will tell you that right now.
Well, what do you think of his analysis there?
I think automation has played a far bigger role than NAFTA has in reducing jobs. So there are a lot of factors that play into why we have fewer jobs.
Yeah, he said we'd lose even more jobs had he not been elected. Do you think even the announcement today by GM of these jobs, these 900 jobs, is that part of Donald Trump being president?
I think it has the announcement of those jobs has to do with it. As you know, you and I talked the last time, there's 1,100 jobs going away in Delta Township. So I think there's a lot of posturing and putting up press releases on job creation and retention that are to certainly position the car companies better in Trump's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Does he appear that he's more in line with the interests of the auto industry than President Obama was?
I'm not sure I'd say that because on some issues, maybe yes, but some issues, no.
You're saying
it's not a monolith.
Gotcha. In terms of the border tax, is that something that the automakers would hate to see happen?
Yes, car dealers too. In fact, last week, a number of dealers flew into Washington, D.C. to speak with their congressmen about that. Especially because it's not clear what that would be. Would it be on components that go into vehicles that are made in Lansing, for instance? Would it be just on vehicles imported? Would it be just on those from Mexico? What happens to Canada? It's a very complicated situation.
Yeah. Do you think that, do you think the CEOs and the auto officials, do you think they're explaining that to the president himself?
Oh, I believe so. I mean, I think that the big plus is Mary Barra is on. The CEO of General Motors is on the Economic Council that's advising President Trump. Mm-hmm. Mark Field, CEO of Ford, is on the Manufacturing Advisory Council. So they certainly are there having their say.
Yeah. You said it's complicated, but do you think the president can coax them to keep jobs, create jobs in the U.S. in one way or another?
I think there are a lot of things that go into deciding what jobs stay are created here in the U.S. The thing that creates job security the most are creating vehicles that the consumers want. Mm-hmm. And so that's the number one thing to job security here.
Okay. So in terms of what the president can do, is there anything you think he can do to help that, or is that outside his powers?
I'm sure that there are things. There's been talk about different changing some regulations or coordinating regulations. That's one of the beefs we hear from the automakers is that there's not a coordinated effort of regulations from the various departments. I'm sure there are some things that can be done, but there are a lot of other factors as well.
It's Michelle Krebs with us on 1320 WILS, senior analyst for Auto Trader, the president in Detroit today, actually out in Ypsilanti Township where he gave the speech. Michelle, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.